attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, I'm still reeling from Beth Ann's call last hour. I was thinking about that.
Wasn't that great?
You know, if I'm listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, I'm thinking, you guys set that call up. You know, that's not real. That's just too, no, that's crazy talk. I mean, we know doctors are crazy in a lot of ways, but come on, really? I mean, she goes to the hospital with some complaints, but they test her out. Everything's great. No drug. Oh, you're not on any drugs. Wait a second. Maybe you should be on, you're on supplements? No, the supplement. Oh, no, juicing doesn't work. Green food, superfood, no. Hawthorn berry, no. Stay away from it all. She's in perfect health.
It does, obviously, it does work. Everything's fine. All of the tests came back negative. Yet they want to know why she's not on any meds?
You talk about Party Central for cognitive dissonance. It's not just in the House of Representatives anymore. It's in your doctor's house. All right.
I mean, listen. You know, we had the tune-up guy on. You know, what was it? Yesterday, day before, the body.
Yeah, David Peterson.
Guy.
Yeah, on Sunday. I believe
that
it was.
Would be like, imagine taking your car in to get a, you know, like a checkup, and they'd be like, well, okay, yeah, the oil's good, transmission fluid's good, yeah, the air in the tires. Everything looks good. I think we need to give your engine an overhaul. Why? Well, everything's fine. Everything looks good.
We need to go ahead and change your engine out.
Yeah,
what do you mean? It works great.
Replace the transmission. Yeah.
Well, how do you expect us to make a living here if we can't put you on at least 10 drugs or do some surgical procedure? That's why I said, unless you are a Humpty Dumpty and you've fallen down and can't get back up, you want to avoid it, like we talked about earlier today. Now, some people might think you're just exaggerating for effect. I'm really not. The appropriate place for modern medicine is over in the corner. Way in the corner for use in only extreme circumstances for extreme measures. But for the most part, the healers that are really doing the healing are not medical. And they could be medical if they've abandoned much of what medical teaches them to do, and they're actually supporting the immune system, promoting healing, bringing nutrition into the body, detoxifying the body. So they're stuck in a paradigm that is very dangerous, and they have cognitive dissonance if they work in hospitals and they see someone like Beth Ann, who maybe had a little something, but really she's fine all the way around and is not on any drugs. We don't have a word for that. It's like, you know, what is it that the Eskimos have like 1,000 words for snow? And if you've never seen snow, what are you going to call it? You don't even have a word for it. It's like they don't know someone like Beth Ann at 60 on zero drugs. They don't have a word for Beth Ann. So what do they say? There's something wrong here. Our tests are lying. They have to be because you should be on 10 drugs. You're 60. What's wrong with you? Now, Congress to the rescue here. This is a classic. Good news, bad news, good news, or is it bad news, good news, bad news? I don't know which direction this thing goes, but the Senate just sent Obama a childhood cancer research bill. Or maybe he didn't. According to the Associated Propaganda, AP, the Senate Tuesday passed Republican-backed legislation to... Oh, this is actually interesting. The headline is completely different from the first paragraph. That never happens. This is about legislation that repeals taxpayer funding for political conventions. Hooray!
Yeah.
That's the hooray! That's the good news. Isn't it? That's good news, right?
I don't know. Kids, is this good news or bad news?
I think it sounds like it's good news. I'm going to go good news. I don't care if the kids say it or not, all right?
All right.
So we got the good news here. So the Congress passed legislation to repeal taxpayer funding for political conventions. Now, it's interesting that should happen in today's news, because a little bit later this hour, we've got Chad Peace, and we're going to talk about getting beyond partisanship. He's got a group called endpartisanship.org, and we have it linked up in the show notes. In fact, there's a video with Ben Swan talking about this concept of end partisanship. So we'll get to that for political healing segment today. But first, good news. Congress says we're no longer funding these private political conventions.
Hey, there they are.
They agree. I didn't know that they would show up. Excellent, excellent. All right. All right. Now, this was a voice vote passed by Mitch McConnell. Now goes to President Obama for his signature. I don't know. Is he planning to sign it? But what is this about this legislation? Because the headline is completely different here, Super Don.
Well, you know how these bills go.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
They can't just have a bill for one thing. They've got to attach something to it, right?
Right, right. Okay.
So we have the good news, repeal taxpayer funding for political conventions. Mm-hmm. Now, along with the same bill,
yeah,
they also go
what
on record
yeah.
in support of devoting $126 million over the next decade for research into pediatric cancer.
Now, hold on. The reason that that would be booed is because we perceive that if they actually are sending $126 million into pediatric cancer research, it is only going to be in the realm of chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery.
Right. No, so it's not like we we support cancer. I mean, we don't.
No,
obviously,
we're not. Hooray, raw cancer. No, that's not what we're saying. but it turns out that that's not even the case. That's not what this thing says. They simply are going on record saying we hate cancer. There's no money involved in it. There's no research.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, all right. They're getting we've got some
bipolar kids here in the studio today.
No, I take no responsibility for that. So basically, Harry Reid says, no, we're not actually funding anything new here. So it is sort of good news. He says the measure is largely symbolic and doesn't direct any funds for pediatric research. That we're hoping it might come in a future appropriations bill. So.
Yeah. So basically what you've got here is you've got a bunch of guys doing a photo op.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we want to fight for cancer, you know, against cancer. Mm-hmm. So that they can be on record saying that that we would like this money to go to fighting cancer. But
yeah.
There's no plan in there to actually fund it at all. It's just a photo op. It's just, you know, something to, you know, vote for me. I'm against cancer.
Well, yeah, and this is the thing where I say separation of cancer and state. Right now, the interests of the cancer industry are the perpetuation of cancer with the pretense that they're actually looking for a cure. No, they're only looking for things that can manage it. If they could extend your life, not necessarily the quality of it, but the length of it, through their methods, then they feel it's a success. As we've talked about and Ty Bollinger has written about in Cancer Step Outside the Box, look, the patient. Oh, no, the patient's not, he didn't make it. But look, his tumor was, look how small the tumor is.
Success.
Right. I mean, that's the bizarre aspect of the cancer industry. They would call that a success. Or, as we say, if you survive the oncological assault, chemo, radiation, or surgery, however necessary you might think it is, and you survive 5 years and 1 minute, you get cancer 5 years and 2 minutes later, it's still a success. You were cured. And the reality is also, and you can read about it in Ty's books and in other areas, that the cures for cancer are not cures for cancer. They're chemotherapeutic games of chicken. You know, it's who can outlast the poison. And sometimes the people outlast it because they have a stronger liver than other people. But then they set themselves up for future manifestations of cancer because you can't deal with that toxicological onslaught and be stronger necessarily for it in the long run. Unless in the extreme cases, you suddenly get wind of what we're talking about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And you take your concerted efforts to kick the doctors to the curb and embrace the docs and non-docs alike who will support your detoxification, who will support your regeneration and rebuilding your immune modulation, like, you know, Carnivora. By the way, big news tomorrow with Ty Bollinger when we go outside the box. I might even announce it before he gets there. Hope he's not mad at me.
Can't wait, right?
Can't wait.
No, there's really cool news. Carnivora is setting up like a 2 or 3 week special deal for Robert Scott Bell Show Outside the Box Wednesday listeners. And we're going to let you know what that is tomorrow. So get ready. If you've been waiting to buy Carnivora, your time has come, my friends. Very exciting. Very exciting. Now, we have to, you know, we have to counteract so many things. As we said, supplement, yes. Why? Because we grew up on soft drinks, Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, and stuff. And there's a story here. Have you heard the rumor about Pepsi Cola flavors their soda with aborted fetal tissue?
A couple of years ago. That really made the rounds in the news, and a lot of people were up in arms thinking that there was aborted fetal tissue in Pepsi.
Right. Now, it's only semi-true because it's not actually in it, but what they're using are these lines of stem cells that they got from aborted fetal kidney tissue. I don't know how many years ago this is, and I'm not here condoning it. That's not what my point is.
This was back in the 70s.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Yeah.
But we're not condoning it at all. The point is that what they're doing is taking from those cell lines and they're developing things. And evidently, they developed something that they're calling Sweet Mix. Sweet Mix. And this is the PepsiCo company. Soft drink makers have been looking to find ways to reduce the sugar and even the artificial sweeteners in there because you are drinking less of what they're trying to throw down your gullet. And so they're trying to figure out, well, how do we reduce the use of these things? Because we got a bad rap. We're causing obesity and diabetes and stuff. So they're looking at something like, I will say, like a genetically modified version of MSG. That's my perspective on what this thing is. The Sweet Mix flavor ingredient enables the creation of lower calorie beverages and foods because it strengthens the taste. It magnifies it. And to me, this is problematic because anything that does that would be considered, in my book, what would you call it? Anything that's hyperstimulating. It's like an excitotoxin, like an adjuvant, like aluminum or squalene in a vaccine that only makes it or increases the number of cases of autoimmune disease. So I have great concerns for this. And, of course, if you want to make your own sodas at home, you can do that now. You could use real, organic, non-GMO cane sugar if you like. Or, as we do at home, when we make lemonade, we take real organic lemons. And we take our robertswater.com from the Echo 7 unit, not only filtered but ionized structured water. And we then add some stevia into it. And we got the best tasting lemonade that you'll ever have. Very simple. But, of course, that doesn't help PepsiCo or Coca-Cola Company. So what? Cry me a carbonated river. We're not out here to help them. We're out here to help you. And we're going to do that even more with another story in the mainstream media that is shocking, shocking, I say, about probiotics. Is it shocking good or is it shocking bad? Here's a hint. It was on FoxNews.com. What do you think it's going to be this time, Super Don, huh? We'll find out when we come back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and Respirate. And don't forget about Oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are here for you, the Robert Scott Bell Show, 6 days a week through naturalnewsradio.com, as well as our good friends, our syndicator at GCN. You can call and you can say hi to Tom. He's on the phones today as well, running the board, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. A little political healing coming up. Chad Peace from endpartisanship.org will be joining us soon. But first and foremost, if you read a mainstream news story, all right, we're not talking natural news. You know what you're going to get with natural news. We're already there, right? At robertscottbell.com, you know where we are. But a mainstream news source that is pharmaceutically conflicted, or it should be, right? You assume so. And the headline read this, Super Don. Probiotics, marketing ploy, or a miracle cure? You know where that article's going, don't you? I mean, immediately
that's,
from the headline.
That just screams hit piece.
Yeah, doesn't it? And here we go, having our world rocked, our reality rocked. You know, we don't do cognitive dissonance here. But when we read it at first, we're going, wait a second. What planet have I woken up on today? And then we go, okay, they really wrote this. And this is becoming a habit of Fox News. FoxNews.com, the author Jacqueline Silvestri Banks goes on from that headline and actually does not do a hit piece on probiotics, but tells all the wonderful things that it can do. Am I reading that right, Super Don?
Absolutely. Just paragraph after paragraph. And this isn't just a shortcut two or three paragraph article. It just goes on and on and on about the benefits of probiotics, boosting your overall immunity, helping with gastrointestinal diseases, how women can lose belly fat using probiotics. It just goes on and on and on. And the amazing part about this, because listen, we've been covering the transformation of Fox News now for what, a couple months, 3 months, something like that?
At least, yeah, since the Carol Alt stuff started happening, we're like, I wonder if they'll let her continue. Not only are they letting her continue at this point, but they're actually adopting more and more of what she's bringing out, what we're doing.
Well, it is. And the one pattern that I had noticed, at least from the onset of this, was that they were reposting articles that were on Fox News, give them props for that, but they originated from other sources, such as, you know, Women's Health Magazine or Men's, you know, this or that, whatever. What got me on this article is that this is not reposted from another news outlet. This is an actual article written by a contributing writer. And at the bottom, you look at her bio, and this is somebody you would expect to be writing for Natural News. She's a holistic health counselor. She uses natural and organic solutions to solve individual health problems and promote clean living. What's going on here?
Yeah.
You said the conflicted media, right?
Yeah.
You said the conflicted media. If you look at this article, and at least on the page I'm looking at, to the right of this article is an ad for a drug by GlaxoSmithKline.
I see the GSK ad. Of course, they're still funding the mainstream media, we know, because these probiotic companies can't do it. Now, we're grateful for Dr. O'Hara's. They've been a supporter of ours for a lot of years, and we utilize their probiotics with great success. My whole family, my kids, since they were little, use it. And you can get that from choosetobehealthy.com. Jonathan carries a lot of the food-grown nutrients that we use as well. And he's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. I mean, they acknowledge probiotic benefit for babies. I mean, this is incredible. They talk about IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. Talk about digestion, as you said. They talk about immunity, fermented foods, adding probiotics in here. I mean, what are we going to say? I mean, those of you who like to bash I know a lot of folks on the left like to bash Fox News for their political leanings, but this is about health and healing. This, as we said, we're going beyond partisanship. I wish people would step back and go, all right, this isn't about Republican or Democrat, left or right. This is about health or disease. And the fact is, the Democrats and the Republicans have embraced disease over health of the nation for a long time. Go back through the 20th century to the 21st and show me how government has gotten more responsive and healthier instead of, what it really has become. And you're not going to find a lot of evidence that Republicans are better than Democrats, they're better than Republicans, and on and on and on. So we're going to see if we can get beyond that today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I did a little bit yesterday, probably much to the chagrin of many of my listeners who are politically astute and active and say, Robert, no, you have to vote. You have to vote. And I'm with George Carlin. I've got reasons for why I believe the way I believe about participating in that system. But I do not begrudge you if you want to. That's not what I don't dissuade you from that. I might try to dissuade you from taking a vaccine, but I would not stop you by force. We don't believe in the use of violence here for that purpose. Even though I almost came to fisticuffs yesterday on the show.
Yes, did
I?
Did.
No, we told the story. I didn't. It was nonviolent too. Promise. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL. We're going to be back with Chad Peace. Chad Peace. Yes, Peace. That's right. And partisanship.org.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi,
this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah!
In the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, he is, Ben Swan. Friend of ours, he's been on the show a number of times. He's got a new video out called Truth in Media, End Partisanship. And it's linked up. You can actually, it's embedded in the notes. You can watch it. I encourage you to do so after the show's over. And in it, he talks about an organization called End Partisanship, endpartisanship.org. That's also linked up. What the heck is it? Don't we need more partisanship? Well, here to tell us that we do not is Chad Peace. And what is this story about ending partisanship? What kind of crazy ideas is this?
Well, first, thanks for having me. Some think it is a crazy idea. I think a lot of us who have been privy to the, you know, elections and the electoral process probably would argue that it's something that's needed, not necessarily, even if it is crazy. but at its core, it's really simple. It's you know, we've had all kinds of movements to change campaign finance regulation or to try to institute different election systems through the legislative process. What we've done is we've taken the arguments that the parties have put themselves in court, mainly the Democratic and Republican parties, whereby they've argued in front of the court precedent to insulate them from any challenge to their institutionalized power, and really just asserted their own arguments and said, okay, well, if you are private organizations that have the right to determine the rules of your primary elections, then why are you asking the taxpayers to fund these primary elections? So really at its core, what our lawsuit and our coalition is about asserting for the first time the rights of voters, not on behalf of a party, whether it's, you know, gender-based or race-based or ideological-based or sexual orientation, but rather asserting the individual right of voters based on the individual right to have an equal, meaningful vote. And the important part is at every meaningful stage of the election. The parties have been able to get away with controlling, really dictating the electoral process, despite, you know, most people believing they have a meaningful vote, because 95% of elections today actually are quote-unquote occur in the primary, right? We've all seen it on the maps, whether you're on Fox News or CNN or MSNBC. Come election time, they have these big red and blue maps, and then there's a couple small districts that are purple.
Yeah. Right?
Well, they say, okay, these are the competitive districts. So we should ask, well, why are we taking it for granted that the Republicans get to control all these red ones and the Democrat Party gets to control all the blue ones, right?
Well, it's a political turf war on a local level that's muscling out the people who want a different, like, option, whether it goes beyond Democrats or Republicans. In your perspectives there at endpartisanship.org, you say that through these 90-95% of the elections decided by fewer than 10% of the people who participate in these primaries, it basically set up the inevitability of whoever wins the primary basically is going to go on to get the office.
Right. And so we have a situation today where even if you're a Democrat or even if you're a Republican, so you've joined one of the major two parties, if you're not in the majority of the party, the majority party in a particular district, when does your vote ever matter? Because if you're 60% Republican district, the winner of the Republican primary is winning the general election. That's just a practical matter of the fact, right? That's why it's red on CNN and MSNBC and Fox News screens, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even if you've registered with a major party, a Democrat, there's no time in that process you ever got to exercise a meaningful vote. Right, because the parties, through gerrymandering and election laws and ballot access requirements, the ridiculous requirements they put on third parties and independents, they've really shut out anybody who's not willing to play along with the two-party game. So as a consequence, we get representatives who are responsive not to their voters, they're responsive to their partisan base of voters, because that's who they have to win in the primary.
Correct, correct. Now, this explains a story we just covered earlier in the hour, how the Republican Congress had just sent a bill up to Obama to sign where they're no longer funding the so-called political party conventions. I think they see the writing on the wall with your movement to say, wait, we better stop all federal funding for this or else they're going to bust us on this private-public partnership scenario where they're not a private club anymore.
This is actually news to me. I'm at the risk of sounding uninformed, I was not aware that bill was actually placed today. But I hope you're right about that. I hope they do see the writing on the wall. I think the best case scenario would be that New Jersey, you know, we filed this in New Jersey in federal court. The best case scenario would be the New Jersey legislature amends their process, make it one where everybody can have a meaningful vote. And we can, and then the lawsuit goes away.
Right,
so,
all right.
I think Chris Christie was freaking out
in New Jersey and said, called up Obama and said, we better get this going, or called up Boehner and said, we better pull this funding or else they're gonna bust us down the river. I think inevitably this is going to happen because if we say the general vast middle are not partisan in the sense that they don't claim to be Democrat or Republican, I think that's now more than the individuals who claim to be Republican or individuals who claim to be Democrat. So clearly there's a large underserved community within the body politic that is saying enough already.
I would say there's no doubt. I mean, there's definitely a plurality of independent voters. I mean, now I think the last Gallup poll, 46% or something of voters self-identify as independents. So, in other words, even if their political process requires them to join a party in order to vote in the primary election, when you ask them, are you a Republican or a Democrat, 46% say, no, I'm independent. I don't like either one of the parties.
Right.
And the reason we filed in New Jersey is because even though they have a process that requires you to join a party, 47% said, I would rather not vote in that primary process than join one of those private organizations.
Yeah, I think that was an astute observation to target New Jersey for that reason. The question is, you know, will this transform? You know, they don't go down without a fight. They always look for sneaky ways. We witnessed what happened even within the party, where they claim to be private clubs so we can change the rules at will, basically to kind of kick out the support for Ron Paul in the last election cycle for president.
Right.
But it isn't just a Republican issue. The same thing happens on the Democrat side when someone of principle tries to move up through the ranks there as well. They shut that down, too.
Right. I know this is several years ago, but there's a former mayor and Speaker of the House in California, Willie Brown, was famous for a line at the Democratic National Convention when the Democratic Party basically told him that who his delegates were going to vote for. And he was up on the stage saying, give me back my delegation. Mm. So I bring that up because for 2 points, it's not just the Republicans or the Democrats. It's both of them. And it didn't just start happening yesterday. It's been a concerted effort for number of years, whether it's in the courtroom, whether it's at convention halls, whether it's through the legislature, that they've aligned up. They have all the attorneys. They have all the power. They have all the influence. They elect the judges themselves, and they've slowly chipped away at the rights of regular people, voters who are more interested in giving a meaningful vote than joining a party. They've slowly chipped at their right to have them to participate.
Well, and they wonder why there's such a high level of voter apathy and low turnout. As I've said, I've argued that participating in the system as it is condoning it. And that your vote, your participation, even if it doesn't count, like they like to say, it's used against you to say, well, see, right. You participated, you pulled the lever, so you've got nothing to complain about. No, you have everything to complain about in this system the way it's written and run today. And by the way, in the founding documents, whether it be Declaration of Independence or Constitution, there's no mention of political parties. They don't get the birthright on control of the electoral process, but they have worked it. Just like we talk about the Flexner Report of 1910 setting the stage for Obamacare 2010, you're going back to those origination points and trying to bring them out, going to the source of the problem rather than just dealing with the symptoms. Nicely done, Chad Peace. I appreciate what you're doing.
All right. Well, thank you. One of the things going back to the founders is that, on all sides of the aisles, we do a lot of quoting of the founders, and we ought to listen to what they had to say a lot more. But one of the only things they universally agreed upon, and that was expressed in the document, was a way that we could construct a government that truly represented all of this diverse opinion, right? And it didn't have any political parties. Most of the founders advocated very strongly against, warning against the influence of political parties. But what they did agree on is that we had to have a system of representation, a representative government that allowed for the diverse expression of opinion. And right now, we have these silly debates. I mean, you mentioned it about the people being apathetic. Well, because the debates we have on TV and the differences between the Republicans and the Democrats and the silly issues they talk about, those aren't substantive. Those aren't really diverse opinions, right? They're all politically pulled talking points.
Right. Well, what happened in our lifetime to break the cycle of apathy? Ron Paul. Look at, whether you agreed with him or not, he was substantively bringing things to the equation that they said, you can't talk about that. You can't bring that up. And on the Democratic side, you could say someone like a Dennis Kucinich who did similar things as well that made it interesting. And it caused an engagement to occur where there wasn't before because the rest of it was just droning you to sleep.
Right. And full disclosure, I got re-engaged and excited about politics for that very reason, about end of 2006 when I saw this guy Ron Paul going out there and talking about things that we hadn't heard politicians talk about for a long time. Mm-hmm. And the argument that I always make to a lot of people in the political class is, look, that passion, that quote-unquote crazy support for Ron Paul, there's only a margin of that that would say they supported Ron Paul because they believe every single thing up and down in his philosophy. There, I mean, there's a good number, but that's not the important. That's not what really drove the attraction to Ron Paul in big numbers. I think it was more so it was the authenticity.
You got it. The authenticity. Hey, real quick, we're out of time here, Chad, and we'll get you back on. How do people support? Do they go to endpartisanship.org?
Go endpartisanship.org, sign up on the petition. If you're able and willing, you know, give anywhere from $5 to $100 or so. We just started the legal strategy and could sure use the help of anybody who's as concerned about our system as we are.
Well, Chad, we appreciate you bringing healing into the political realm, which is what we do from time to time as well. And you can just keep us up to date and informed, and we'll let everybody know what's happening. Chad Peace, thank you for being on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll see what else we have time for after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Stride Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Stride Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Another great show today. You can go back in the archives at naturalnewsradio.com. Of course, our GCN syndicator, GCNlive.com, they have the Robert Scott Bell Show archives almost instantaneously as well, all the way to Stitcher and iTunes, rebroadcast through our friends across the pond at UKHealthRadio.com and digitalradio-103.com down under in Australia. What a great show. Appreciate Stephen Hewer. He'll be back on Sunday. And if you're going to be in Portland, Oregon this weekend, maybe we can connect. I don't know, Friday evening. Just send me a message. We'll see. I'll be at the National College of Naturopathic Medicine speaking at the Gastroenterology Conference. Also, great interview with Chad Peace from npartisanship.org. Good guy. Could tell his energy was right. And now, with very little time left, Superdome, we tried this yesterday. I don't know how we do this rapid-fire thing. What do we do now?
Live from the custodian's closet, just down the hall by the bathroom, this is the RSB News Desk.
What do we got?
It's time for RSB News again. Yes,
all right.
Always a few stories that we can't get to during the rest of the show, so here we go. A few that caught my eye. First off, speaking of Portland.
Yeah.
Portland, Oregon. A rampaging 22-pound Oregon house cat with a history of violence attacked a baby and trapped a family and their dog in a bedroom in their Portland home before being captured by police authorities on Monday. The Sunday evening incident began when the cat, a black and white Himalayan, those are pretty cats, but apparently this one's nice, scratched the 7-month-old baby in the face and trapped the family in the bedroom. And when they called 911, could hear the cat screeching loudly in the background.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Tom's not surprised. 22-pound Oregon house cat. That's a cat that, when it sits around the house, it sits around the house. And it has its own
zip code. Yes.
They got nothing on me. When I was a little baby in my crib with my pacifier, we had two Siamese cats, and they would jump into my crib and steal my pacifier.
Nice.
Steal my pacifier. My parents didn't have to call 911. Just saying.
I think Tom is just nodding his head. Yes, Tom is not a cat lover, as we've discovered.
Cats can be badass. This cat, in fact, was trying out to replace Liam Neeson in the next Taken.
Nice.
The fuzzy Liam Neeson. Anyway, we got any other stories to put in here?
Oh, well, you know, we've been talking about the missing jetliner. And I was wondering if maybe this might be related here. There's a story. Mm. A groom in his honeymoon got into a drunken argument with his bride aboard a flight from Atlanta to Costa Rica, forcing the Delta Airlines aircraft to make an emergency landing on Grand Cayman Island on Sunday night. Now, the interesting part of the story, I guess they got into a fight. They got drunk. This guy was belligerent. But the kind of the funny punchline here, the bride remained aboard the flight to San Jose,
Rica.
Yeah, I'm doing the honeymoon with or without you, preferably without you. And that's a great start. If you have your honeymoon and you're battling the aisles of the airline to get on the way there, don't hold out much hope for the longevity of that marriage. And no, you're right. There's no truth to the rumor that this is what happened to the Malaysian era. And again, that's one of the most bizarre stories we haven't covered yet. And we'll talk about it depending on what happens tomorrow,
I guess,
with Ty Bollinger.
Time, right.
Exactly. But that's a marriage counselor's dream. That marriage.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Something's wrong there.
Well, real quick.
Lastly, there's all of these health apps that are coming out on Androids and iPhones, and there's so many out there. But here's a couple here that may have escaped your notice that I thought were rather interesting. The first one is one called Zombies Run.
Hmm.
What this is, a British novelist spiced up this run planning app with a motivating audio narrative about The Walking Dead. You get this on iPhone and Android. I'm just imagining, that he's saying stuff, and you're jogging along. Stuff to, I guess, motivate you to run a little faster.
Wow. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, it could help kids adjust to the new world where everybody turns into a zombie. So it could be a practical app. I don't know. Yeah.
Another one here called MetaSave. Now, this is one we wouldn't support. This is a monitoring tool that not only reminds users when to take their medications, but can alert family members when a dose is missed.
You know what? Beth Ann in Oregon, she would be in big trouble with this app.
Exactly.
She's on zero drugs. My mom wouldn't work for her either. So
another one here. Here's a mobile app that scans a panel that's affixed to the front of a disposable diaper. And it provides information about possible infections, diabetes, or kidney problems. Basically just, letting you know if the diaper is wet and what's in it. Maybe not a bad idea, though.
All right. Just don't drop the whole phone into the diaper when you use it.
Whoops.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thanks. Hey, Tom, great job today on the boards. Tomorrow, Outside the Box Wednesday, Ty Bollinger. We'll see what else is on tap. Tell your friends, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty right here. Also, RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube for some RSB 180 after the fact, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.